8:23 on Today FM. Now, you may have seen a video doing the rounds on social media, if you're into the old social media platforms and all that. And it was going out late from Sunday evening. It was of a dolphin leaping out of the water off the coast of Galway. And we've got it up there on at Ian Dempsey on Twitter now, if you haven't seen it. The man who captured it was Steve Sweeney and his son Ulick in Spittle. And Steve is actually on the line right now. Steve, good morning. How are you doing? Ian here.
Good morning, Ian, from an overcast and speaker here in Galway.
Well, it's going to get nicer, they say. I mean, is it frosty down there at the moment?
No, it's just a little bit overcast, but you can actually see that it's going to clear up pretty quick.
So listen, do you often see dolphins knocking around? Because a lot of people were getting excited thinking this was fungi back again.
Yeah, well, one would hope that it would be, but it's hard to say, really. Yeah, we do get them from time to time when we're out sailing, but this would be the first time that I've actually seen one leap so high out of the water. Yeah. It was absolutely fantastic to see it.
Majestic, wasn't it? Absolutely.
It was really, yeah. It was such a special moment for us on the boat to capture it, you know.
And your son Ulick was actually doing the video. You were doing the steady hand steering the boat. He was doing the steady hand on the video. Yeah,
indeed, somebody had to, you know. and his phone, he was actually recording with his own phone, and then his battery went dead. So I said, "Use my phone." And I was just actually after handing him the phone. Possibly 10 seconds before, and he was pointing at our friend's boat, and that's when the dolphin took the leap.
Amazing. Aren't they just fascinating animals? They really are.
They're fantastic. They're probably one of my favourite mammals.
Yeah.
Just to see them, they're so graceful in the water. And you know, if you're not used to them, it's quite frightening. They're coming at you like torpedoes, you know, about five or six of them, and then they just get so close to the boat, and then they dive under it, and they come up pretty quick again on the other side. Yeah. They just don't swim way off underneath. They surface pretty close to the other side of the boat, and our friends, they were out as well. They're on the Connemara boat charters day, Angus Ambrose, Darby Flaherty. So hopefully they'll have a busy season bringing people out when this COVID thing clears up.
Exactly. And see, the thing about dolphins is that they're very friendly animals, aren't they? But at the same time, they're also huge. So, you know, they could
They are actually quite big. Surprised to see how big they really are. There's so many different types of dolphins, I suppose, and the porpoises are smaller. They don't have that pinty nose either. Yeah. So, you know, they really are very friendly. And funny enough, my good friend, John Lesh here, my neighbour, an English gentleman who sailed all over the world, and he was telling me an interesting thing about the dolphins when he comes across them. They seem to get more active, he said, when they have the engine on rather than just pure sailing. Yeah, that's what he was saying. So
they get the vibes, probably. Yeah,
they get something. Yeah, it could be I don't know, the noise into the water or whatever. Yeah. But he noticed that they get a lot more active and jump more often than if you're just sailing. Yeah,
very good. Fascinating.
It was a beautiful afternoon out there, and this was a pure treat. And our friends on the charter boat, they had two kids, and just to watch the children running from one side of the boat to the other. It was absolutely fantastic.
Beautiful. Nature's wonderful. Steve, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, and it's up on our website. It's on at Ian Dempsey on Twitter. Steve Sweeney there in Spittle. I hope the weather clears up nicely for you later on.
Ian,
thanks a million.
Can I say a quick hello to my daughter?
Yeah.
My daughter, Stephanie, and her husband, Alistair, and my son, Michal, and Laurel, who are in Dublin, and hopefully we'll be able to see them soon.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much. Have a good one.